USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Vice President Kamala Harris will make a visit to Guatemala and Mexico this week, her first overseas trip since taking office. She lands in Guatemala today and will fly to Mexico on Tuesday. White House officials say the Vice President's visit will focus on economic development, climate and food insecurity, and women's issues. Her advisors say she will meet with community leaders, workers, and entrepreneurs. The number of migrants taken into custody by U.S. Border Patrol agents along the Mexico border is at the highest levels in 20 years under the Biden administration. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says he will vote against his party on the bill passed in the House to massively overhaul U.S. election law.
We must come together on a voting rights bill in a bipartisan way. You can't divide our country further.
The senator on CBS's Face the Nation. Manchin says he's not willing to change Senate rules to help his party push through much of President Joe Biden's agenda. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Eight people were shot in New Orleans early this morning. A woman shot in the face is among the victims. Police say she's in critical condition. Police say they were investigating an aggravated battery when the shots were fired. A cold case has been solved in Illinois.
Police say they have charged a man for the death of an Illinois teen 50 years ago. Barry Lee Wepley was arrested for the 1972 murder of 15-year-old Julianne Hansen in Naperville. Hansen's body was found with multiple stab wounds in a field after never returning home from a bike ride. Authorities were able to use advancements in DNA technology to connect the now 76-year-old man to the murder. Wepley is charged with three counts of first-degree murder, and his bond is set at $10 million. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In the Eastern Conference semifinals, the Hawks beat the 76ers in Philly. Atlanta takes a 1-0 series lead, 128-124 the final. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday a newly formed Israeli coalition that is poised to unseat him was the result of, quote, the greatest election fraud in the history of democracy. He made a sweeping accusation at a time when Israel's domestic security chief has warned publicly about the prospect of political violence. No date has been set for a vote in parliament to approve new government, which follows an inconclusive election in March. Netanyahu is Israel's longest-serving leader and has been in office since 2009. His tenure has been clouded by an ongoing corruption trial in which he has denied any wrongdoing. With the pandemic beginning to wane and patients returning to the dentist's office, come reports of an alarming rate of broken teeth, jaw pain, and even facial soreness. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Most dental patients are not even aware of their own gritting and grinding of teeth caused by the COVID-19 stress. We spoke to nationally recognized dental health expert, Dr. Sonia Reddy of Dallas-based Smile Up Dentistry.
It has been astronomical. We're seeing increased patients that grind and clench lately, and we're actually attributing this to chronic stress as a part of a pandemic.
Dr. Reddy tells us about the cause of the grinding and gritting of teeth called bruxism.
The chronic stress acts on a part of the brain called amygdala, and it actually increases cortisol levels, causing jaw clenching and grinding.
The U.S. Dental Association found that the cumulative COVID-19 infection prevalence rate among dentists in the U.S. was 2.6% as of last November. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.